You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government's power to detain and deport refugees who commit crimes in Australia has been severely curtailed by a federal court ruling. The government has been increasing its use of a strict character test to cancel or deny visas to thousands of non-citizens, including refugees, since the criteria was strengthened in 2014. But in a judgment handed down on Christmas Eve as part of the case of a Tamil refugee held in detention for more than 10 years, Justice Stephen Rares said the controversial character provisions in Section 501 of the Migration Act do not apply to refugees. Human Rights for All Director Principal Alison Batterson, who represented the Tamil refugee, says the finding is incredibly significant and could affect thousands of people.
And it basically says that the department can't have two bites of the cherry in rejecting somebody with character concerns who's a recognised refugee. And that's because the various provisions in the Migration Act are meant to reflect, and that was parliamentary intent, was meant to reflect those in the Refugee Convention. And at the moment, they go far beyond that to exclude people from Australia's protection.
Under the Section 501 character test, a visa holder who was sentenced to at least 12 months in jail automatically fails the character test and faces deportation. Ms. Batterson says the Immigration Minister also has discretionary powers to kick out any non-citizen deemed to pose a threat to other Australians.
There is an emerging trend of asylum seekers who have been in the community for years or decades. So, for example, Iraqis who sought asylum when Saddam Hussein was in power, who have then run up against the law in a minor or sometimes a major way, but normally a very minor way, and 20 years later find themselves with their protection visas cancelled, even though they've been in Australia all that time.
Due to Australia's obligations under the International Refugee Convention, that has meant people who cannot be returned to their home country have been locked up in detention indefinitely. The judgment will come as a blow to Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who last year vowed to punt refugees who commit crimes in Australia. Mr. Morrison issued the warning after an Iraqi refugee working as a Sydney security guard was sentenced to 4.5 years jail for indecently assaulting a 3-year-old girl. Human rights lawyer George Newhouse agrees the federal court judgment has profound implications for those seeking asylum, as well as those who have had their protection visa cancelled in recent years.
If I was an asylum seeker in immigration detention right now, and my visa had been cancelled under Section 501 of the Migration Act, I'd be having a good long look at this case.
In his ruling, Justice Rares said the Section 501 character test shouldn't apply because asylum seekers' character is already assessed in the process to determine if they are entitled to a protection visa. Under that test, only those guilty of much more serious crimes, such as mass murder, would fail. Mr. Newhouse says it's appropriate to have a more lenient character test for those fleeing persecution and danger compared to the bar other visa applicants must meet.
The consequences of having a visa revoked or being denied a visa are horrendous. Because if they are forced to return home, they could face physical or mental harm or even death.
In light of the judgment, Ms. Batterson has written to the Home Affairs Department requesting a review of 14 other clients in detention who were denied a visa on character grounds. In August, Immigration Minister David Coleman said the government's harsh policies had led to 4,700 foreign criminals having their visa cancelled in the past 6 years, 7 times the number Labor kicked out in the previous 6 years. In the 12 months to June 2019 alone, 943 visas were cancelled on character grounds. And as of October 2019, nearly 600 people were being held in immigration detention facilities after failing the Section 501 character test. But it's unknown how many of those are refugees. The Home Affairs Department has refused to provide figures on how many refugees' visas had been cancelled under the test. A spokesperson for the department said the department was aware of the federal court's decision in relation to the Tamil refugee and is considering the judge's reasons. The government can still appeal the decision to the full bench of the Federal Court or the High Court. Rosemary Bulger, SBS News.